Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A child who was the subject of an Amber Alert is safe after being found at a gas station more than an hour away from where she was taken. What we're learning about the person police have in custody after a frantic search.
And grab a jacket heading out the door. We've hit the upper 30s in a couple of spots this morning. I'll show you why our temperatures are below normal and how long that will last.
Big changes can come to how students and teachers teach sex education in classrooms across the state. Right now, we're live right outside the General Assembly with new information about this bill.
Straight up 6 o'clock, we also have the Carolina Hurricanes trying to put the New York Islanders on ice today. It's a big news day. We are so glad you're making us part of your routine. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Welcome to your Tuesday. And over the next 30 minutes, we're going to have a beautiful sunrise. We can already see some of the colors there in the sky. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, who says today will be the prettiest day of the whole week, probably.
It's a chilly start. You'll notice it's cooler than it was this time yesterday, but we're going to climb to almost 70 this afternoon. And we're going to see these beautiful clear skies for most of the day, maybe a little bit of cloud cover this afternoon. But after today, it begins to gradually deteriorate and turn wetter and wetter as we get closer to the weekend. 44 is our temperature right now around the Triangle area. Our wind is calm. Our temperature in Fayetteville is 45, but we hit 37 in Roxboro earlier. We've dropped down to 39 in both Southern Pines and Goldsboro. Even though those temperatures are falling into the 30s, we're not likely to get close to freezing. We're not likely to see any widespread frost across our area. A couple of patches in rural or low-lying areas, but it shouldn't be anything widespread. Our temperatures are anywhere from 5 to 15 degrees cooler this morning than they were this time yesterday, and we don't climb out of the 40s until around 10 o'clock. We'll climb into the upper 60s this afternoon, so we're pushing 70 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. But tomorrow, the clouds begin to roll in and the rain follows. I'll show you the timeline through the end of the week for the rain coming up, Brian.
It is 6:01 right now, Elizabeth, and we have this disabled vehicle in Garner at Vandora Springs Road at Business 70. So just watch out for some activity there. We're not seeing any big delays because it is so early in the morning commute, don't have much volume. Just check with Raleigh 911. No other big problems reported anywhere in Wake County. Also, looking good in Durham and Chapel Hill. We'll take a live look at South Raleigh. This is I-40 out at South Saunders Street. We're getting busier, but still looking good in both directions out there. Another update of weather and traffic coming up in 10 minutes.
A 5-year-old girl is back safe with her family this morning after the car she was riding in was stolen, triggering an Amber Alert you probably heard and saw on your phone last night. We learned at 11:30 last night one person is in custody out of all this, and that arrest comes after a search that started in Chapel Hill and ended more than an hour away in Lillington. Michael Grace is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker at the gas station where they found the car with the little girl inside. Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. And we're still working to learn who police arrested in this case. Now, they actually released a photo of a potential suspect last night, but we haven't been able to confirm if it's the same person that they have in custody right now. That Amber Alert went out at around 10 last night. Police say a dark blue 2003 Dodge Durango was stolen from Eastgate Shopping Center in Chapel Hill with that little girl still inside. A little over an hour later, we got word that the Lillington police found the girl inside the car at the sheets that I'm at right now, nearly 40 miles from where this all started. A terrifying chain of events for that girl and her family, but thank God she is back home this morning. And we are expected to get more information about that arrest later today. Live in Lillington, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We are glad she is safe. Durham police are asking people to be on the lookout for a man they say is responsible for an increasingly aggressive string of sexual assaults. DPD released this photo of the man. They say at least 6 assaults have happened on Copperleaf Parkway since late March. Victims were all out for a walk, pushing a stroller, or walking their dog when it happened. One victim tells WRAL the man came up behind her, grabbed her, then ran off.
I passed by him, and then like a couple seconds later, he just came up behind me and grabbed me. And then I turned around and he took off.
Durham police say the man was last seen in orange sneakers, wearing a hoodie with the sleeves cut off. All the assaults happened between 4 and 6 p.m. An effort to change when sex education is taught in North Carolina public schools faces its first big test today. State lawmakers are weighing a bill that would require parents to opt in to any sex ed course for their child. WRA's Laura Levine joins us live this morning with what's at stake here. Laura.
Hey, Renee, good morning. This would be a huge shift in how these classes are handled in public schools across the state. Today, the Education Committee will hear this bill out here at the General Assembly today. Now, parents, here's what you need to know about House Bill 185. It would essentially ban schools from teaching sex education before the seventh grade. Right now, some schools begin discussing these issues as early as fifth grade. Starting in seventh grade, parents would have the chance to review what will be covered in any sex ed class, and they would then have to opt in for their children to attend those classes. That's different than the current policy, which only gives parents the option to opt out of sex ed classes. The bill is sponsored by only Republicans, and we're working to get a response from Democrats on the plan. This is one of a series of bills gaining traction from Republicans to reshape public education in the state. We will continue to follow what happens today here at the General Assembly. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Five of the people accused in the mass shooting at an Alabama Sweet 16 party are expected in court today. Two 20-year-olds who are charged in the shooting will face a judge today. A 19-year-old, 17-year-old, and 16-year-old will also be in court. That shooting on April 15th left four people dead and 32 others hurt. A 15-year-old who will also be charged will not be part of today's hearing. All six suspects are facing four counts of reckless murder.
Tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes will look to punch their ticket to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They are up 3-1 in the series, leading into Game 5 against the New York Islanders tonight at PNC Arena. Puck drops for tonight's game, 7 o'clock. If the Canes don't close it out tonight, Game 6 will head back to UBS Arena in New York on Friday. And if a seventh game is needed, that would be played Sunday in Raleigh at PNC Arena. The times of those games have not yet been determined.
City of Raleigh is looking for your feedback on plans to redesign Blount and Person Streets downtown. City leaders are hosting an open house tonight from 6 to 8 at the Tarboro Road Community Center. They're looking to turn Blount and Person Streets into a corridor, providing a place for all transportation types. So that would include adding two-way streets and bike lanes, as well as removing some parking. You can also fill out a survey on the city's website. That will be available through May 7th.
The State Judiciary Committee will take up a bill today at the General Assembly, where you're looking live right now, and that could change child welfare laws. The bill would give family members the right to challenge a decision by social services to take a child out of their custody and give permanent placement to another family. It would also bar the state from taking children away from families that can't pay the daily per diem that they're charged while a child is in foster care. The bill has bipartisan support.
New this morning, a Georgia district attorney says she plans to announce charges in the Trump-related 2020 election fraud case sometime this summer. Fannie Willis of Fulton County sent a letter to local law enforcement officials about this matter. She says the possible charges are expected to come between July 1st and September 1st. This recent development shows Willis is strongly considering bringing racketeering and conspiracy charges against the former president and his allies. Investigators say they have at least three recordings of Trump pressuring Georgia officials to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
Research Triangle Park is getting a new addition. SunTech is holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony today for its new, larger headquarters in Morrisville. SunTech Medical focuses on blood pressure products and technologies in an effort to improve patient care. The ceremony begins at 3 this afternoon.
And breaking right now in the WRAL Life Center, President Joe Biden has just announced his campaign for re-election in 2024. This is the campaign ad here. I'll play it for you to show you. In the video, it was just released moments ago. Biden framed next year's contest as a fight against Republican extremism. He said, "When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we are in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are." His launch comes 4 years to the day that he made his 2020 bid official. Biden's campaign will also ride on promoting the achievements made during the first 2 years of his presidency. He says experience, and his achievements will top voter concerns about his age. That has been some concern that we've heard in the past couple of days. He said, it's time to finish the job, and I know we can.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is visiting the Triangle tomorrow. He'll be speaking at UNC Chapel Hill's Carolina Union. He says he will speak about, quote, saving America from the woke left. After he speaks, Pence will hold a Q&A. A UNC student coalition led by UNC's Young Democrats will hold a counter rally against the Pence event. Pence says he'll make a decision in the next month or so about if he will challenge Donald Trump in the upcoming Republican primary. The search is starting back up again for a man who has been missing for more than 20 years. Where authorities in Cumberland County are looking as the man's family hopes for an answer.
Plus, an invasive bug that poses a threat to farmers is making a comeback this year. Why experts say it's so important to stop the spotted lanternfly.
If you're looking to get outside, do it today while we still have some sunshine. Starting tomorrow, we're going to transition to a wetter pattern. We'll walk through each day to show you the timeline of the rain.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13. It's turning out to be a beautiful morning. That sun's coming up. Our skies are mostly clear. In Wilson and in Durham, it's 44 degrees. It's 45 in Fayetteville. So temperatures are a little cooler than they were this time yesterday. We mostly started in the 50s yesterday. We've had a couple of spots dip into the upper 30s. We're not likely to see any widespread frost this morning. Again, cool start. Lots of sunshine. The kids at the bus stop. I mean, I know I was happy in a jacket this morning. It's not going to climb out of the 40s until around 10 a.m. The kids are heading out at lunchtime. Temperatures are still in the low 60s. And we'll climb to almost 70 this afternoon with partly cloudy skies. We do have some rain in the forecast starting late tomorrow. Once that begins, we're going to see system after system rolling through the weekend. I'll show you the timeline coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 6:13 right now, and we have weather and traffic every 10 minutes this hour of WRL's Morning News. A couple of disabled vehicles that I'm tracking this morning, and a hit-and-run investigation underway right now at Capitol Boulevard at Calvary Drive. We're not seeing any delays there, but you might see some police activity on the side of the road, so slow down and move over a lane to give them some room to work safely. Quick check of your major approaches into Durham as we get started this morning. Not picking up any delays. That ride out of Raleigh is looking fine, and from Chapel Hill, 40 eastbound, all clear from 15501 out to 885, Jeff.
Brian, thanks for that. Authorities in Cumberland County say they are going to resume the search for Kent Jacobs. He disappeared more than 20 years ago. Jacobs was last seen around the Colonial Heights neighborhood in 2002, and now deputies are searching a property on Jackson Street for him. Investigators say they'll be there for days. Family members told WRAL Jacobs had the intellectual capacity of a 9-year-old. WRL's Keenan Willard spoke with Kent's sister Monday and asked her what this new development means to her family.
There's just a mix of emotions right now. And honestly, I don't even know how to respond to how that would feel. I guess we will know in that moment.
The family's asking for privacy as this search plays out, especially for Kent's mother, who still lives in that Hope Mills area.
The State Department of Labor is investigating this morning after a newly built building collapsed, leaving 4 people hurt. It happened in Wake Forest on Monday. Sky 5 flew over the area as emergency crews were on the scene. You can see a home was under construction on Wexford Pond Way. EMS officials say 1 of 4 people taken to Wake Med had serious injuries.
You want to be on the lookout for this bug again this year. Experts say the spotted lanternfly is coming back in a big way. It's an invasive bug that has spread to more than a dozen states in the last decade, including here in North Carolina. This morning on Today, why this bug is such a big problem in our part of the country.
It poses a major threat for our grape growers, where it's already caused tens of millions of dollars of damage. This is a sucking insect. It puts its beak into the plant. It withdraws the plant nutrients, and so many tiny beaks feeding on a grapevine can actually kill these vines.
We can get more on that description and more about the threats that these insects pose and new methods to keep them away. It's coming up on today at 7 o'clock on WRAL.
Willie Nelson is coming to Raleigh. The country music legend will headline the Outlaw Music Festival this September. The festival will be at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek in Raleigh, September 8th, so mark your calendars. The 2023 tour is a celebration of the country legend's 90th birthday. Nelson says his birthday will be spent the way he likes it, on the road, making music with friends.
Boy, that's great. 90 years old, on the road again, and coming here. That's fantastic. Before you hit the road this morning, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with what to wear. I mean, it's a little bit chilly out there, right?
It is chilly. It was cool yesterday in the 50s, and now we're in the 40s this morning. We're not looking at widespread freezing temperatures, so if there's any frost, it would be patchy at best and mainly up near the Virginia line. In Goldsboro, we have a beautiful sunrise that's in progress right now. You can see a live look at our newsroom in Fayetteville, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and looking gorgeous in Apex right now, too. It's going to be a really pretty day today. We can thank this high-pressure system for that. We had that little disturbance that swung through our southern counties yesterday, but we ended up with some sunshine in the afternoon. Once this high pressure system moves out, it's going to open the door to one system after another rotating through. This first one, it's moving into Memphis, is likely to approach us late tomorrow. So probably around dinner time, we'll begin to see some rain. Let's jump ahead to tomorrow because we know today's just going to be bright and sunny. Maybe a few passing clouds this afternoon, but nothing to worry about. By lunchtime tomorrow, we're starting to see the clouds thickening up, and by dinner time, there's 7 o'clock, we start to see some of that rain moving into our western counties. And then it's going to be with us on and off overnight to a Thursday morning. You can see here at 6 a.m., a little bit of light patchy rain, some scattered showers on through the day on Thursday. Friday, we have a cold front that'll come through. We're looking at the potential for a WRL weather alert day for Friday. It looks like we could have a line of stronger thunderstorms that comes through during the day on Friday. And then a second front on Sunday, which also could produce some severe storms. Keep checking back. I'm going to walk you through the current runs of the computer models. But of course, the timing could change a little bit. Now that we're at Tuesday, it looks like we'll see two distinct systems. Friday and Sunday look like the wettest days, and the computer models are in good agreement about that. It'll just be the subtle timing of these. So at 8 a.m. on Friday, that storm system is in the mountains. By early to mid-afternoon, it comes rolling through across our viewing area, and it could produce some very heavy rain and some wind damage. Saturday is looking on the drier side, but still some cloud cover there, 6 a.m., maybe even an isolated shower. You can see that right around lunchtime, partly cloudy into the afternoon. And then we may start the day Sunday dry. Sunday at 7 a.m. looks dry. At 1 o'clock even, it looks dry. And then we see this system moving through, a lot of rain coming up out of the south. Late Sunday afternoon and into Sunday evening. And that one in particular, because it's still so far out into the future, we're going to watch the timeline for Sunday very closely. So 80% chance Friday, 60% chance on Sunday. We'll see some scattered showers on and off Wednesday night and into the day Thursday. We take a look at our futurecast rainfall. It's likely that we'll see somewhere between 1/2 inch and 2.5 inches, but there could be some pockets where the rainfall is heavier than that. But that encompasses all the rain, starting Wednesday evening all the way through Sunday. Sunday's going to be a warm day at 74, but again, we'll have that front coming through late in the day. On Monday, it looks like we'll begin to dry things out. So pretty active end of the week for us, Brian.
A lot to watch this week. Thank you, Elizabeth. As we take a look at traffic this morning, we are watching those delays building on 40 westbound coming in from Johnston County right around the Clayton Bypass. These delays, pretty typical for this point in the morning commute, about a 2-minute slowdown overall as you head into Garner from Johnston County. A couple of incidents that I'm watching in Raleigh. There is a report of a hit-and-run investigation out at Capitol Boulevard at Calvary Drive, not too far from the Capitol-Lewisburg merge there on the north side of Raleigh. Also, a disabled vehicle reported at 540 westbound near Falls of Neuse Road. Not seeing any delays with that. Just look out for some flashing lights there on the side of the road.
Thanks, Brian. An outpouring of support for a family who lost a 19-year-old in a weekend crash. The family of Isabel Cedeno is celebrating her life as they mourn her loss.
What a big shakeup in the NFL right before the draft. The trade that is sending Aaron Rodgers packing for New York.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be back with What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
Carrie Fisher is being honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on a very appropriate day.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, she is going to get her posthumous honor on May 4th because that is, of course, Star Wars Day. Fisher had a very long career, of course, that included 3 Emmy nominations for TV roles. But, of course, she's always going to be known as Princess Leia from Star Wars.
She was so iconic in that role. And her star will be just a few feet away from her co-star Mark Hamill's star on the Walk of Fame and across the street from her legendary mother, Debbie Reynolds.
May the 4th be with her.
Mm-hmm. On May 4th. And here's a story to remind you never to give up on your dreams. After 13 years in the minor leagues, Drew Maggi had a chance to make his Major League Baseball debut tonight. Sorry about that, it's tonight apparently. The Pittsburgh Pirates called him up on Sunday, and this is video of his teammates from the AA Altoona Curve celebrating his promotion. It's exciting.
It is hugely exciting because, like, 13 years in minor league baseball is basically a lifetime. You start to get known as a phantom ball player because you've never made an appearance in the big show. But now he's back. He's made his way around to a couple of different teams, too, and now he's back to his roots, back to his Pittsburgh Pirates. And they play at 6:30 tonight at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Be a lot of folks, a lot of tears in eyes, I imagine, from his family members as well.
Yeah, you dream of this. It is now his time to shine. A big shakeup in the NFL days before the draft. The New York Jets officially acquired 4-time MVP Aaron Rodgers in a trade with the Green Bay Packers. Rodgers had been with the Packers for 18 seasons and led them to a win in Super Bowl 45 in 2011. This trade is finally official after Rodgers said last month that he expected to go to the Jets for the coming season.
Huge doings just days before the 2023 NFL draft, and the Carolina Panthers have the first overall pick. They'll be on the clock soon and expected to take Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. WRL's Gerald Owens is headed to Kansas City. You can look for our reports beginning tonight, and be sure to join us for a special edition of WRL's 7 o'clock news on Thursday right before that pick. We'll have team coverage from the draft in Kansas City and the Panthers party in Charlotte. Our sports team will break down how this could be a turning point for the franchise.
Some major road changes could be coming to the downtown Raleigh area. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the event that is happening that you can take part in.
And one person is in custody after stealing a car with a 5-year-old girl inside. After the break, I'll tell you how this whole situation played out.
It's a beautiful morning. Check out this gorgeous sunrise right here in Southern Pines at Longleaf Golf and Family Club. Getting ready for a busy day outside for sure, because starting tomorrow, we transition into a wetter pattern. I'll show you coming up.